ते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय हरे कृष्ण रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 6 चैप्टर 7 चैप्टर एंटाइटल्ड इंद्र ऑफेंड्स बृहस्पति वर्स 12 को ग्रहे पंडितो लक्ष्मिन् को ग्रदेत पंडितो लक्ष्मिन् त्रिपेस्तपपतेरपि ययाहमासुरं भावम् नितो अद्य विभुतेश्वर को गृध्येत् पंडितो लक्ष्मिन् त्रिपेस्तपपतेरपि ययाहमासुरं भावम् नीतो अद्य विबुद्धेश्वर को गृध्येत् पंडितो लक्ष्मिन् त्रिपेस्तपपतेरपि ययाहमासुरं भावम् नीतो अद्य विबुधेश्वर को गृध्येत् पंडितो लक्ष्मिन् त्रिपेस्तपपतेरपि ययाहमासुरं भावम् नीतो अद्य विबुधेश्वर को गृध्येत् पंडितो लक्ष्मिन् त्रिपेस्तपपतेरपि अद्य विभुदेश्वर को गृध्येत् पंडितो लक्ष्मिन् त्रिपेस्तपपतेरपि ययाहमासुरं भावम् नीतो अद्य विभुदेश्वर मताजी को गृध्येत् पंडितो लक्ष्मिस्तपपतेरपि ययाहमासुरं भावम् नीतो अद्य विभुदेश मताजी हरे कृष्ण वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग क हू गृध्येत् वुड एक्सेप्ट पंडित अ लर्नेड मैन लक्ष्मीम ऑपुलेंसेस त्रिपिष्टापपते अपि ऑल्दो आई एम द किंग ऑफ द डेमिगॉड्स यया बाय विच अहम आई आसुरम डेमोनियक भावम मेंटालिटी नीता कैरी टू अद्य नाउ विभूद ऑफ द डेमिगॉड्स हु आर इन द मोड ऑफ गुडनेस ईश्वर द किंग ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पस बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद की विल रीड ट्रांसलेशन फ्रॉम वर्स 2 बिकॉज देर आर नो पर्पस सो विल जस्ट रीड ट्रांसलेशन टू वर्स ट्रांसलेशन फॉर वर्स 2-8 Shukadeva Goswami said, O king, once upon a time, the king of the heaven, Indra, became extremely proud because of his great opulence of the three worlds, transgressed the law of Vedic etiquette, seated on his throne. He was surrounded by the Maruts, Vasus, Rudras, Adityas, Ribhus, Vishwadevas, Sadhyas, Ashwinikumaras, Siddhas, Charanas, and Gandharvas, and by great saintly persons. Also surrounding him were the Vidyadharas, Apsaras, Kinnaras, Patagas, the birds, and Uragas, snakes. All of them were offering Indra their respects and services. And the Apsaras and Gandharvas were dancing and singing with very sweet musical instruments. Over Indra's head was a white umbrella, as effulgent as the full moon, fanned by the york tail whisk, and served with all the paraphernalia of a great king. Indra was sitting with his wife, Shachi Devi, who occupied half the throne. When the great sage Brihaspati appeared in that assembly, Brihaspati, the best of the sages, was the spiritual master of Indra and the demigods, and was respected by demigods and demon alike. Nevertheless, although Indra saw his spiritual master before him, he did not rise from his own seat or offer a seat to his spiritual master, nor did Indra offer him a respectful welcome. Indra did nothing to show him respect. Translation for text 9. Brihaspati knew everything that would happen in the future. Seeing Indra's transgression of etiquette, he completely understood that Indra was puffed up by his material opulence. Although able to curse Indra, he did not do so. Instead, he left the assembly and in silence returned to his home. Text 10. Indra, the king of heaven, could immediately understand his mistake. Realizing he had disrespected his spiritual master, he condemned himself in the presence of all the members of the assembly. Text 11. Alas, what a regrettable deed I have committed because of my lack of intelligence and my pride in my material opulences. I failed to show respect to my spiritual master when he entered this assembly, and thus I have insulted him. Now today's text number 12, translation. Although I am the king of demigods who are situated in the mode of goodness, I was proud of a little opulence and polluted by false ego. Under the circumstances, who in this world would accept such riches at the risk of falling down? Alas, I condemn my wealth and opulence. Purport. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu prayed to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim, kavitam va jagadish kamaye. O my Lord, I do not aspire for material opulence or wealth, nor do I want a great number of followers to accept me as their leader, nor do I want a very beautiful wife to please me. Mama janmani janmani ishware bhavatad bhakti rahe tuki toi. I do not even want liberation. All I want life after life is to be a faithful servant of your lordship. According to the laws of nature, when one is extremely opulent, one becomes degraded, and this is true both individually and collectively. The demigods are situated in mode of goodness, but sometimes even one who is in such an exalted position as King Indra, the king of all the demigods, falls down because of material opulence. We are now actually seeing this in America. The entire American nation has tried to advance in material opulence without striving to produce ideal human beings. The result is that Americans are now regretting the wholesale criminality of American society and are wondering how America has become so lawless and unmanageable. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, Na te vidu swartha gatim hi vishnum. Persons who are unenlightened do not know the aim of life, which is to return home back to Godhead. Therefore, both individually and collectively, they try to enjoy so-called material comforts and they become addicted to wine and women. The men produced in such a society are less than fourth class. They are the unwanted population known as Varna Sankara. And as stated in Bhagavad Gita, an increase of Varna Sankara population creates a hellish society. This is the society in which Americans now find themselves. Fortunately, however, the Hare Krishna movement has come to America, and many fortunate young men are giving serious attention to this movement, which is creating ideal men of first-class character. Men who completely refrain from meat-eating, illicit sex, intoxication and gambling. If the American people are serious about curbing the degraded criminal life of their nation, they must take to the Krishna consciousness movement and try to create the kind of human society as advised in Bhagavad Gita, Chaturvarnyam Maya Srishtam Guna Karma Vibhagasha. They must divide their society into first class men, second class men, third class men and fourth class men. Since they are now creating only men who are less than fourth class, how can they avoid the dangers of a criminal society? Long, long ago, Lord Indra regretted his disrespect to people, to his spiritual master, Brihaspati. Similarly, it is advised that the American people regret their mistake and advancement in civilization. They should take advice from the spiritual master, the representative of Krishna. If they do so, they will be happy and theirs will be an ideal nation to lead the entire world. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Guruve Nama Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakham Vitamsha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminite Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashat Deshatarine Nama Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namane Gauratushe Nama. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radhakanta Namastade Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyasya Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So seeking blessings of all the Vaishnavas, especially senior devotee like His Grace Devakinandan Prabhu, empower me so that we can discuss something on this exalted topic of Srimad Bhagavatam. And especially this is a very sensitive topic. It deals about offenses. Indra offends Brihaspati. First I'll discuss. Very beautiful Srila Prabhupada writes in this that American people regret their mistaken advancement in the civilization, what they have done. They should take advice from the spiritual master, the representative of Krishna. On that day we saw Bhaktivinoda Prabhu saying, someone asked Prabhupada and Prabhupada said, I am the spiritual master of United States of America. And actually Prabhupada is talking, you know, very humble approach he is taking as a Vaishnava. But who was there at that time to guide that nation, to guide anyone? Srila Prabhupada is talking. He's giving very bold hint. So we start this new chapter from yesterday about Indra. And we see how Indra has offended Brihaspati now. And he will eventually go to Brahma. And Brahma will give him advice to bring Tvatsa, Vishwarup's son, so he can do some yajna. And then Indra kills Tvatsa also and then gets afflicted with the result of Brahmahatya. Somehow he gets saved and he will kill Vritrasur. Again he will get the result of Brahmahatya. So many times we see that Indra is put into such a situation. It's not that, but here Krishna is teaching with the example of Indra. But we see Acharyas say that actually Krishna loves Indra. Krishna has a lot of affection for Indra. Otherwise, why he will be given such an exalted position? He is like completely, you know, controlling the system of the universe. Brahma, Lord Brahma doesn't get much involved. So Lord Indra is only taking care of everything. So Krishna has affection. And we see, Jai Shri Shri Radha Ras Pihari Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Shri Shri Gaurnatai Bhagwan Ki. We see whenever any incarnation appears on this planet, in this universe, there are prayers. There is a section of prayers by different personalities. First will come Lord Brahma, then Lord Shiva. And then mostly we see almost all the time, Indra will also be there and his prayers will be there. And then all the demigods, all the Gandharvas. So Indra is given that position to pray. And also we see in this famous shloka in the Bhagavatam, Krishna says, Vyasadeva says that Indrari Vyakulam Lokam. To kill the demons, the enemies of Indra, Krishna comes. Indrari, he says. So that means he has affection for Indra. For teaching matter, he is teaching using his different devotees, like sometimes Lord Brahma, sometimes Lord Shiva, and sometimes Indra, and sometimes Pandavas. So we should see in that way. And one also thing comes here, that what is a demigod, who is a demigod and who is a demon? What is the difference? Which we can understand from this chapter. And also from the story of Prahlad Maharaj. Yesterday I was discussing with some devotee and there was a discussion that how will we recognize? Because sometimes we see even demigods doing activities which are not very devoted activity. Looks like a demoniac activity. As offending guru or dragging the wife of Hiranyakashipu, Indra was taking her. So that when the child is born, he will kill. But still, we see there's a difference. When the demons are given good advice, they don't accept. But when Indra was doing that activity, he was dragging Kayadu, Narad Muni came to rescue her. And Narada said that you all are doing this wrong activity. So Narad Muni gave advice that it is not that Hiranyakashipu's son will be another demon. In the womb of Kayadu there is Prahlad Maharaj, one of the Mahajans, the great devotees. So immediately demigods became alarmed and they left Kayadu. And they circumambulated her and left. But demons, when given advice, they don't listen. We see Ravana was given so many advices from so many people. Mandodari, Kumbhakaran, Vibhishan, everyone advised him. But he was determined. And here we see in this, Indra was sitting on the throne and he just disrespected by ignoring Brihaspati for few seconds. And immediately Brihaspati left. So when Brihaspati left, here Indra says, alas, what a regrettable deed I have committed because of my lack of intelligence and my pride and material opulences. So this is another symptom of demigod or devotees. They regret. If anything wrong happens, they regret. They repent. And another prominent thing which happened in this case is he goes to Brahma. So if anything wrong happens with good soul, they don't only regret, but they go to higher authorities and take correction. So that what step can be taken next. When Indra did this in the time of Govardhan Leela, for 7 days, 7 nights, Indra called upon the Samvartaka clouds and it was raining heavily. After that, he went to Brahma, that what to do? I have offended Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Brahma says, I cannot do, I have also burned my hands before. So you go to Surabhi. So then he goes to Surabhi. So going to higher authorities, going to devotees and taking shelter. Prabhupada also says, today I was hearing lecture, Prabhupada says, you cannot take directly shelter of Krishna. You must take shelter of Krishna's representative. We cannot ever approach Krishna directly. So this is we also learn. And then Prabhupada is talking about the pride. And Indra says, I am proud because of my material opulence. He is very specifically saying, material opulences. And today we see in the world, almost everyone is proud. Because so much material opulence, so much, it looks like so many wonderful things they have achieved. Going deep in the ocean, flying high in the sky, going to other planets, and doing so many advancements in technology. So they are proud. But the destiny is already mentioned here. Prabhupada writes in the purport that Americans, because of their advancement in technology, what is increasing? Lawlessness. That means there is no law, no one to follow law. There is law, but no one is following law. And wholesale criminality, Prabhupada says. The wholesale criminality in America. And which we see now in India also. So that is what happens when a person achieves some mercy, some sukriti, and then he advances materially. That is where it leads to pride, if he is not careful. And here, in this verse it is said, although I am the king of the demigods who are situated in the mode of goodness. So we see, even goodness is not safe. Prabhupada tells so many times. The mode of goodness is not sufficient. You must go higher to the pure goodness. Then now we are talking about this Indra offending his guru, his spiritual master, which this chapter will tell us, and what are the result awaiting. Similarly, when Bali Maharaj attacked Indra, that time also before that, Indra offended his spiritual master. And then Brahma says, the Lord Vishnu says, that one day Bali will also offend his spiritual master by not following his instruction, and that time everything will be again in control of demigods. And that's what happened. He does not follow Shukracharya's instruction not to give any charity to Vishnu. Such powerful, so many times in Bhagavatam, again and again it is mentioned, especially about not following the instructions of spiritual master. And what happens, what is the result of that action? Almost everywhere it is found. And most of the places also it is glorified and shown that devotees who actually follow what they achieve. By the mercy of Guru, they achieve the lotus feet of Krishna. They achieve Krishna prema. We see another episode in Chaitanya Charitamrita, as Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami explains in Antalila about Ramchandrapuri. Very famous example about what can happen when one offends his guru, his spiritual master. So Ramchandrapuri, as it is said, that he was also in renounce order. So he will travel from different places. He will go to different holy places, traveling. And then, once he reached to Madhavendrapuri, his spiritual master. And Madhavendrapuri was in the last days. And out of his utter humility and so much separation from Krishna, Madhavendrapuri was crying, exhibiting all the symptoms of pure love. He was crying out of affection and a separation from Krishna. And in his humility he was saying that, my dear Lord, I am not able to focus on your lotus feet. He was always remembering, but out of humility he is saying. Madhavendrapuri is there. He dares to correct his spiritual master. And there Srila Prabhupada writes so much about how to correct, whom to correct. He went so ahead in correcting all the devotees, now he has got so much audacity to correct his spiritual master. He is telling that, my dear Gurudev, if you are not able to meditate on the lotus feet of Krishna, then meditate on Brahman. You will attain something. Now it shows that Ramchandrapuri was a pakka mayavadi. He is telling his guru, he is not telling others, he is telling his guru also, that you meditate on Brahman and merge with Brahman.
So then Madhyandapuri becomes very angry. He exhibits tremendous amount of anger. He says, Ramchandapuri, what are you saying? And you just get lost from here. I don't want to die or leave my body seeing your face, otherwise I will never achieve my destination. So he kicks him out. And then Madhyandapuri is not at all affected. Here we see in Indra's case that he just not gave respect. He didn't do something which was supposed to be done. Here Madhyandapuri is doing something which is not supposed to be done. And still there is no regret. And he follows. He goes on as if he is going to receive the medal. He goes to Jagannath Puri. Just to increase his more and more this criticizing attitude. And offending Vaishnavas. So he reaches Jagannath Puri. It is actually said in Madhyandapuri's inner feeling he couldn't understand. Because he was not a first class disciple. He was not even a second class disciple. Ishwar Puri understood the feelings. He used to clean his body. Whenever Madhyandapuri will pass urine or stool, Ishwar Puri will clean. And with so much love. That is why he is blessed. Ishwar Puri is blessed by Madhyandapuri. But Ramchandrapuri does not understand the mood. And actually, it is very difficult also to understand the inner mood of spiritual master. It takes lot of tapasya in following his external instruction. One who follows his external instruction, then he can, by his mercy, he can understand what is the mood. If we don't follow the external instructions only, what are told very plainly to become a second class disciple, and that's what Srila Prabhupada said. Become second class disciple. Don't try to jump to become first class disciple. From third class disciple, if someone comes and puts effort, by Guru's mercy he will reach to second class disciple. And from there it's only Guru's mercy pure which will make him a first class disciple. So that is why it is advised that we should not give any suggestion. Not advice also to a spiritual master until unless asked. That's not our business. Many times Prabhupada will just ask devotees. Yeah. And then Prabhupada will do what he wants to do. And devotees will accept. But ultimately spiritual master is the pure representative of Krishna. He has this own independence. So Prabhupada did what he wanted to do. Many a times we see this. And also it is mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita, when we offend our spiritual master, then gradually material desires in our heart increases. And that is where the fall down starts. The material desires coming, anarthas coming in our heart will make us drive crazy to achieve or to get those material opulences. And eventually we leave bhakti. Whatever the creeper was there, that will be destroyed. It starts with the offenses. Here Indra was saved because he regretted immediately and started looking for Brihaspati everywhere. And then he went to Brahma, and Brahma actually chastised them. That how dare you offend Brihaspati? So we see then also in Bhakti Sandarbha, this verse is mentioned. This verse is mentioned in Bhakti Sandarbha. It's mentioned by also Jeev Goswami in his commentary in Bhagavatam 10th canto. And also in other scriptures. Many, many times this verse has come. Jivan mukta api punar yanti samsara vasanam yadi achintya mahashaktav bhagavati aparadhina. Even though one is liberated in this life, if one offends the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he falls down in the midst of material desires, of which dry speculation about spiritual realization is one. And then Prabhupada writes in further explanation. Prabhupada quotes this shloka and then explains that whether spiritual master or Supreme Personality of Godhead, if you offend, That is what happens. We will be in the between, we will be in the midst of material desires and dry speculation. That is what happened with Ramchandra Puri. In Harinam Chintamani, there is a description of Namabhas. Lord Chaitanya is asking some questions to Haridas Thakur. That what is Namabhas? You explain. And in the entire book, it says that Mahaprabhu is asking question and Haridas Thakur is replying. So now he is talking about Namabhas, and then he says there are two types of Namabhas. One is a dim, fainted Namabhas, which has element of faith in the Naam. That is why Abhas is there. But another is the distorted Namabhas. Like sometimes we see in the water, if you put a ray of light, the ray of light should go straight, but it gets refracted. And then we think that is actual the ray of light. So distorted Namabhas is not a Namabhas which will take us to pure holy name. Distorted Namabhas will take us to increase in offenses. It will lead ultimately to offenses in the holy name. Because that is not the Abhas. That is the distorted image. And more desires will erupt in our heart. And because of the desire, ultimately, the impersonalist philosophy, attachment to material desires and liberation will come in our heart. And eventually we'll land up ending in offenses to the holy name. So it's very difficult to understand. A lot of guidance is required. Here also we see that whenever we offend, the material desires will come in our heart. Then Ramchandra Puri, he came to Jagannath Puri. And what he'll do? He himself was in renounce order. He'll get some food. It's mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita that he does not know where he will take the next food, next meal. He is renounce order. He does not have money. But he will take anywhere and everywhere. It's mentioned. He will not even distinguish. He will take anywhere, everywhere and fill his belly very nicely. But what he will do before that, he will call all the sannyasis and get Mahaprasad from somewhere. Jagannath Mahaprasad. And he will tell them that, sit and I will personally serve all of you this Mahaprasad. And they will say, okay. You want to? They say, no, we have actually taken our meals. He will catch them at certain time where they have already taken meals or their bellies are filled. And then he will tell them, no, how can you say? This is Mahaprasad. Jagannath Mahaprasad, you cannot say no to Mahaprasad. Okay. And then he will serve them so much because you're not supposed to leave prasad in the plate. It cannot be thrown. But he will put so much in the plate, then somehow they will finish it. And immediately he will say, look at this. What kind of sannyasis they are. They call themselves renunciate and eat more than grahasthas. They're such a tricky fellow that he will force you philosophically to eat more, and then he'll offend. He'll criticize. He'll find faults. He was expert in finding faults. Ganodesh Dipika, it is mentioned that Ramchandra Puri in Krishna Lila was Jatila. And what was Jatila in Kutila's role? Just finding fault between Krishna. Yeah. Whole day, whole night, they'll just find faults with Krishna. And that is, he became Ramchandra Puri. So then eventually, now finding fault with Guru leads to increase in further material desire. He started finding fault with Vaishnavas. Left, right, center, everywhere he go, find fault. And then, now eventually he'll come to Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is where it lands. So one day he knew about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He have heard about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is Vairag Pradhan. How? And his devotees are also Vairag Pradhan. So he said, something I should do. He found out all the information. How he was situated. What were his regulative principles. What was his lunch. What his diet. When he sleeps. all his movement very systematically Ramchandrapuri studies and then approaches. Same thing. Now he cannot feed more. He tried, Mahaprabhu will not take. And then one day he went to Mahaprabhu's room, Gambira, just trying to see if there is something. Couldn't get. Mahaprabhu, because Ramchandrapuri was godbrother of Ishwarapuri, so Mahaprabhu will respect him as good as Guru. Whenever Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will bow down, Ramchandrapuri will try to see if anything I can find fault within him. That was his tendency. It is said, Vaishnavas, devotees also become angry. Yes. But their anger is only till the point when other person comes and bows down. If two devotees are angry for some reason, some small thing happens, if the devotee has committed a mistake, or a devotee who is genuine, he goes and bows down, beg forgiveness, other devotees wash, his heart will be melted. There will be no anger. But here, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is all the time bowing down, giving so much respect to Ramchandrapuri. But still we see, he is finding faults. That was his tendency. It became so deep rooted that he cannot think of anything else. And then another time, he goes to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's place and he saw some ants crawling. Now ants may crawl because of so many reasons. But here it is said, when you offend a guru, what takes place? Dry speculation. Speculation. And that too, dry speculation takes place in the heart. So he started speculating. Oh, because ants are there, so there might be some sweetmeats. That means Lord Chaitanya has taken lot of sweets in the night. And that's why morning there are ants looking for some pieces. That was it. So, and then he left. He will not sit. He will criticize and immediately, oh, I cannot sit at this place. He will leave that place. As if he is so pure. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately called. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu understood. He has heard about Ramchandrapuri and now he has seen personally how this man is only finding faults. But Mahaprabhu will take it in a very good spirit. That he is my spiritual master, as good as my spiritual master. He is teaching me, I shall take it. So he calls his servant Govinda and he says, today onwards, whatever, I will only take one quarter, one fourth of the pot of Jagannath Mahaprasad. And 160 kavadis sabji. That means the vegetable worth of 160 kavadis. I don't know how much that will be in that time, maybe a little bit. So that time, that means for Mahaprabhu also they will purchase. So Anand Bazar, that time they were selling prasad. So Mahaprabhu said only one quarter of rice and only 160 kavadis of sabji, worth of sabji. And everyone was shocked. Their hearts were shattered. Seeing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of God, Jagannath himself, eating so little. But Mahaprabhu was strict. Mahaprabhu said, no, why are you criticizing Ramchandrapuri? He is looking my benefit. And actually for sannyasis, we should not eat more. We should only take what is required to maintain our body. So then he reduced. And then Govinda also reduced his meal. Kashishwar, who will stay there, he will reduce. Other devotees almost left prasadam. They will say, I will not take. Mahaprabhu has taken little meat, what can we take? Only in some time Mahaprabhu was called and it said in Chaitanya Charitamrita that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is independent. He does not have to follow anyone. So, even though he was following Ramchandrapuri's instruction and reduced his meal, sometime he will take full meal when he was invited by some devotee. So that time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not independent, he is controlled by his devotee and he just to please, it says that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come here to give pleasure to his devotees. So just to give pleasure to his devotees, he eats whatever they serve. And this trend started. He reduced his meal. Ramchandrapuri again comes. He heard Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has reduced. Now what to do? If you find fault in someone and he corrects that fault, you find another fault, he corrects that fault, then, you know, his entire wiring became like confused. What to do now? He became more determined that I must find something. So he comes to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he says that I have heard that you have reduced your meal and I can see you have become skinny. But that is not the principle of renunciation. Now he is finding fault because Mahaprabhu is eating too less. When Mahaprabhu was eating, he said you are eating too much. Now he is eating less, he says you are eating too less. And then he quotes Yukta Ahara Viharasya, Bhagavad Gita. Such a nice philosophy. Huh? Sometimes we see outside people, they quote so many philosophies, they come up with so many ideas. They quote Bhagavad Gita, they quote Bhagavatam, but the motive is to present their materialistic ideas. Now here, Ramchandra Puri is quoting Bhagavad Gita. But with what intention? To find out the fault. So then he tells to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that Krishna is saying in Bhagavad Gita, you should not eat too less, should not eat too much. So now you are eating too less. So again fault. So then he said, and here it's mentioned, a sannyasi eats as much as necessary to maintain his body, but he does not enjoy satisfying his senses materially. Very, very true. I mean, philosophically is perfect. He says a sannyasi, a renounce order person, should eat as much as required, but should not enjoy the eating. That means as a duty, Krishna says. In 6th chapter, Krishna says, the self-realized person, he does all these activities as a duty, whether eating, sleeping or anything. It's a very nice philosophy. Huh? But this was another angle of criticizing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And eventually we saw, because he was criticizing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also, he criticized Supreme Personality of Godhead. He was out of Puri. And he traveled. He left Jagannath Puri and traveled. And then devotees were relaxed. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again came to his normal standard of meal. So we see what is the destination of person who's just offended his guru. And then he offends all the Vaishnavas. He offends the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And that's Krishna says, I cast down these kind of people into the darkest region of hell. Because they don't have Shraddha. They don't have faith in the words of my devotees, in the words of scriptures. This is faithlessness. Madhyendra Puri is exhibiting pure love, symptom of pure love, and he cannot understand, he does not have faith in his guru, and he is giving advice. One time, things were going on, and Srila Prabhupada suddenly called, and he asked devotees, how this organization will be managed? And devotees said, by guidance, and by intelligence and by following. I'm not getting the exact word. Intelligence and? No. That was a different episode. This is a different episode. And Prabhupada says, yes, but not your intelligence. By my intelligence and you following the instructions. So devotees sometimes, you know, out of their own way to please Srila Prabhupada doing, sometimes we go a little out. And then Prabhupada says, control. You're going in the wrong track. So Prabhupada says, my intelligence, not your intelligence. Yeah. So sometimes we tend to go off track. And that is why Guru Sadhu Shastra, these meters are given to measure. In Chaitanya Charitamrita it is said, Guru Peksha Kaile Aicha Palahaya Krame Ishwara Paryanta Aparadhe Khakaya. If once spiritual master rejects him, because Madhyendra Puri rejected Ramchandra Puri. If once spiritual master rejects him, one becomes so fallen that he, like Ramchandra Puri, commits offenses even to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. What to talk of any other personality? One devotee once said, if a spiritual master, a bona fide spiritual master, rejects the disciple, Krishna will never accept that disciple. What is the situation? Krishna will never accept him. So that is the... Generally, we don't see that guru taking offenses very seriously. In this also, Brihaspati, he didn't take offense very seriously. Just to teach him a lesson. He just went and hid himself, seeing the future. And he didn't take it like rejecting Indra or something. He comes to Indra again. So when a spiritual master is displeased so much that he is forced to reject a disciple, that's most miserable situation. And what happens then? Then Srila Prabhupada talks of America. Why? They've rejected. They've rejected all the scriptures, everything. And they went and went ahead in so much materialism, in so much advancement, that eventually there is nothing now. Spreading in the world, spreading in the entire world, this atheism, this dry speculation, the Mayavad philosophy. Because people don't follow the guru and sadhus and scriptures. That is what happened. And people become so bold, and they have so much audacity out of their enormous amount of false pride, that they challenge the position of God. They challenge the position of God itself. Like in Russia, there was one scientific conference going on sometime back. And all scientists were sitting. So one scientist said that, you know, let us now change God. This person, God, has been seated on his, you know, chair or position for too long. Now we must change and put some other person there. Yes, yes, we must do that. Complete atheism. Someone had some Sukriti. He said, first of all, before removing God from his position, do you know where he sits? Can you find him? And then you remove from his throne. So people have become such a demoniac. This is how it happens. In the history we see, after Mahabharata, when Yudhishthira Maharaj rules, and then in Mahabharata we see, and then Parikshit Maharaj and so on, gradually, the description is given, gradually one part of the world, how that became demoniac. How they deviated. In Bhavishya Purana, everything is mentioned. How they deviated. Shukadeva Goswami is telling. And because of the deviation from the principles of religion, here it's saying, the word comes, transgression of the Vedic etiquettes. They became demoniac. And that is how the entire world has become demoniac. Bouncing back to the root of the Vedic hub, India. But still it is easy to revive, Srila Prabhupada says here. That the roots are very strong. That's only artificial covering which makes someone as atheist or Mayavadi. And Prabhupada talks. Fortunately, however, the Hare Krishna movement has come to America. And Bhaktivinoda Prabhu was saying, he's comparing Prabhupada's position. Prabhupada, he didn't had any support from any government, from any institution, from any organization, not support from his God brothers. Not even from Gaudiya Vaishnavas. No one could support. Someone was coming to help him. Some money he will give. Then they will put so much condition. One person was giving some few lakh of rupees. Oh no, this is a very small temple. You should build a big temple. And so much big dome and all that should be there. How can you build with small money? So reject. And sometimes someone is sending money. Government is putting objection. So no one, one side no one helped Prabhupada, other side everyone tried to disturb Prabhupada. His luggage was stolen by that security person. Prabhupada, that David tried to murder Prabhupada. So many things will happen with him. But Krishna was with him. If Krishna is there, why do you need anyone? Krishna will take care. He was not worried. So that is the... Srila Prabhupada has brought fortune to this world by his presence. That's what Prabhupada is saying. Americans are fortunate. Yeah. But they should now, they should accept the advice, which they didn't do. Actually, many times Prabhupada said that now they should, government should officially recognize the value of this Hare Krishna movement. Imagine if they would have recognized, this world would have changed by now. But anyways, many services for devotees to come in future for their own purification, Krishna has some different plan. So this is, we see, everything starts by transgressing or by not following the Vedic etiquettes. There are so many anarthas, which categorize in four things. And the biggest is the aparadh. And so many aparadh, seva aparadh and naam aparadh. Most dangerous is Vaishnava aparadh. And Srila Prabhupada says, in Vaishnava aparadh, the deadliest is the Guru aparadh. Because he is the topmost Vaishnava. Sometime here and there, knowingly or unknowingly, we may commit offenses. We may ignore some devotee. But at least, if we follow perfectly our spiritual master, he will save us from unknown offenses. We see in the episode of Vakreshwar Pandit saved... Devanand Pandit, because when Devanand Pandit was giving Bhagavatam, so many disciples and Srivas Pandit just heard Bhagavatam and sat, and he came into ecstasy. And then devotees, they thought that, oh, this person is Sahajya, and disturbing the class of our master, threw him out. Devanand Pandit didn't said anything. That is what happened. Indra didn't took any positive, but he didn't said any negative also. He just remained mum. So Devanand Pandit just sat and tolerated. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this, he said, I will take everyone back to Godhead, but this Devananda will never go. He will never get Krishna Prem. And Vakreshwar Pandit heard, he said, this Devananda is a very nice devotee. I shall go and do something for him. And then eventually we know episode how Vakreshwar Pandit does some drama, and then Devananda Pandit helps him. And then Vakreshwar Pandit is coming and telling that, my lord, I fainted while dancing and no one was there to take care. This Devananda Pandit took care of me. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, yes, he will go back to Godhead. He will get Krishna Prem. So even though there was an offense committed at the lotus feet of Srivas Thakur, Narada Muni, Vakreshwar Pandit rescued him. So if somehow, unknowingly we have committed, that's what Prabhupada said, you do vanchakalpa darubhasya in the morning. But even though sometime we do, at least one personality who is a spiritual master, he can save us. We should follow him. He will save us from this danger. And all this starts with not following the proper rules and regulation. So we stop here. Anyone has any question or comment?
Hare Krishna Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
What is the status of Lord Brahma? Is he in the category of demigod?
Most sometimes it is mentioned it's demigod. Not like Lord Shiva, who has special position. But Brahma is a pure devotee. Especially as Brahma, because he became Haridas Thakur.
So why I am asking is, it is said King, this Indra is king of the demigods. So that means Brahma must be more exalted, correct?
Yeah, in that way Brahma has a special position. But he is counted. It's like Brahma is the secondary creator of the universe. He only created Indra. How Indra can rule over him? Like we see Brahma creates Shiva, but Shiva is, in devotional service, Shiva is higher than Brahma. So Brahma has created everyone, is a secondary creator, but he does not, in 7th canto also it is that Hiranyakashipu will control all the demigods, but he couldn't control Brahma. Brahma gave him all the benediction and Shiva. So in that way Brahma has a special position. But when it's counted 84 lakh species, he comes.
Hare Krishna. Shri Prabhupada ki, Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam ki.